It's exciting to do another birth announcement. Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45 is our passage tonight. Luke chapter 1, 39 to 45. Now, last Sunday night, let's see who paid attention. Who did Phil talk about? Not Mary, can't answer that one. Who did Phil talk about last Sunday night? You can say it, you can say it. Elizabeth. Very good, Dora. You get the star. So, Elizabeth, and we also talked a little bit about Zacharias. We're back to Elizabeth again. I was actually scheduled on the 20th originally, but it works out. We can do a back-to-back Elizabeth message. And I'm not going to recap the whole story or the lessons that Phil shared, because they were very good. You can hear them online if you missed them. But this particular passage about Elizabeth and Mary, as opposed to Elizabeth and Zacharias, is very significant for a number of reasons, which we'll talk about. So let's just dive right in and read it together. I'm going to read it from the ESV version. This year I've been reading my Bible in a year through ESV, just because I always read it in King James and New King James, and I decided a couple years ago just to try out different translations for my just plain reading through the Bible. I did the New Living Translation, now I'm on to ESV. I find it to be interesting just to hear the nuances in the different translations. So bear with me as I read ESV. Luke chapter 1, 39 to 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to the town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud voice. Oh, sorry, with a loud cry, back to my New King James again. With a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. As we learned last Sunday night, Zacharias got the announcement from the angel Gabriel, right? That Elizabeth was going to conceive, although she was old. And then Zacharias did not believe and was struck mute, and possibly even deaf and many other things, but certainly mute during the whole 9-month pregnancy. And yet we get this sense that Elizabeth received some kind of insight as well. Phil surmised that Zacharias shared with her somehow through signs or writing what happened. But we know for certain that Elizabeth was a woman of God. And it's interesting because I don't think Elizabeth gets her due in the Christmas story. She's kind of the unsung hero here, because you remember in Luke chapter 1 that the Lord earlier in verse 6, it said that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Elizabeth was an amazing woman. And often in that day and age, if you were barren, you were considered something was wrong with you. You had some sin in your life, but that wasn't the case. Barrenness does not equal sinful life. It has nothing to do with the other. She was a godly woman, and yet God had not opened her womb. And so this is a very special thing for Elizabeth to be pregnant, but how much more special to be visited by her relative who was also pregnant with the Savior of the world. There's something very interesting that is said here. If you'll go back with me to verse number 41. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the first instance in the New Testament of someone being filled with the Holy Spirit. And in fact, it's the first instance that I could find in all of Scripture where Scripture specifically mentions a woman being filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth was a special lady. She was a godly lady. So, you know, in all of the Old Testament, there are several women who you would would surmise that the Holy Spirit was upon them. You think about Hannah when she gave that beautiful prayer of rejoicing after she found out she had Samuel. It seems that the Holy Spirit inspired that prayer. It certainly is in the Word of God. Deborah had the strength of a judge, and often the judges, the Holy Spirit would come upon the judges as well. It never said that though. Huldah, the prophetess that the king went to find out what the Lord would say when they weren't following the law, when Josiah went to her, she was a prophetess, and as we read in other Old Testament passages, the Holy Spirit would come upon a prophet to proclaim the word of the Lord. The word came from the Lord. Miriam sang songs of praise. There are women that we can surmise had the Holy Spirit upon them. But this is the first time that she was filled with the Holy Spirit, a woman filled with the Holy Spirit. And the first time in the New Testament even that someone was filled with the Holy Spirit. The word here that fulfilled is one I was reading that is specific to the Gospels, in that we talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit in the epistles, meaning that we allow the Holy Spirit to be in us. But this would have been controlling everything. So everything that happened, it filled her to the point where she was not in control anymore. It's a different Greek word, apparently. And I thought that was interesting because the Holy Spirit had something he wanted to tell Mary. And Elizabeth was the vessel for that. She was filled with the Holy Spirit, a righteous woman filled with the Holy Spirit. Beyond that, though, what did the Holy Spirit speak? So as the Holy Spirit filled Elizabeth, he opened her mouth and she spoke. And the things that she spoke were things of blessing. Often in the Old Testament, when the Holy Spirit came upon someone, there were, how should you say, curses or warnings or destruction prophesied often. But yet, what an amazing thing to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be given utterance of blessing to someone. This was Elizabeth's joy, to be filled and to speak blessing. She spoke blessing to two individuals. She spoke first to Mary. She blessed Mary for believing God, unlike her husband. She believed God, and she was blessed for that. She was blessed for carrying the Son of God, for carrying the Lord. And this is also the first time that a human, not an angel, declares that Jesus is Lord. Elizabeth was the first to declare that Jesus is Lord. And she prophesied that Mary would be blessed among all women, eternally blessed, because she was the earthly mother of Jesus. You know, often we don't like to bless Mary. We certainly don't pray to Mary because that's not biblical. But we kind of give her a bad rap because other people have misrepresented her. But yet, ladies, if there was any other woman in Scripture to emulate besides Elizabeth, it would be Mary. These women were really special. They were holy women of God. We should put them on the par with Moses and with David and with Paul. You know, these women, they really had a relationship with God in a very unique way. And so Elizabeth blessed Mary. But beyond that, Elizabeth also blessed the fruit of her womb, which is Jesus. She declared Jesus as Lord. And as the scripture says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name, right? It is good to bless the Lord. It is biblical to bless the Lord. You know, I often think, why do I need to when I think of blessing, I like, oh, may the Lord bless you. You think about someone getting, good things, right? Like money or food, or I always think of Thanksgiving and the cornucopia. Oh, bless this home. You know, we think of blessing, but blessing is just calling upon favor from the Lord. Well, why do we need to bless the Lord, who is the giver of all things that are good? I don't really have the answer to that, but it's biblical to say, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We want to thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's really the idea to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord. The Holy Spirit always draws worship out of our heart to the Lord Jesus. And that's exactly what happened here with Mary. Not Mary, with Elizabeth. As she blessed Mary, as she said, the Lord's going to bless you, she also blessed the Lord. And the Holy Spirit drew from her mouth words of blessing to Christ. Isn't that beautiful? That the blessing was not only for us as humans, but to the Lord in worship as well. And then the last thing about Elizabeth that I thought was really neat was her humility and her excitement. Her humility. You know, this was a holy and righteous woman who was the first recorded woman to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not only in the New Testament, but in the whole of Scripture to be recorded. She was giving birth to the forerunner to the Messiah. She had a lot of things going for her and a lot of chances to become prideful, right? You know, she could have become quite prideful, given privy to the whole counsel of God, so to speak. And yet she remained humble. Why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Well, come on, Elizabeth, you're bearing the Messiah's forerunner. Of course they would come to you, you'd think. But that's a beautiful thing about someone who loves the Lord, is they're not thinking of how great they are. They're thinking about how great God is. And the humility that Elizabeth displayed is a product of the holy life and the holy heart that she had before the Lord. But also this joy and this excitement, the baby leaping within her, the joy that filled her own heart. The Holy Spirit does bring that to us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is joy, there is liberty. And the Spirit brought that joy into the heart of Elizabeth and even, yes, into John. It's interesting that the prophecy about John that's mentioned earlier in Luke is that he would be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. So right here in this instance, we're given a glimpse of what it's like to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's joy. There's joy. There's excitement. And it also brought a change of a relationship with Mary and Elizabeth. You know, Mary came to Elizabeth to honor her, to bless her, to serve her, right? Elizabeth would have been the older relative, and there's a responsibility, particularly in old cultures, where the younger would respect and honor and serve the older. And yet, what happens here? Elizabeth is honoring Mary. Elizabeth is blessing Mary and serving Mary because she has the Lord within her. It's amazing. And what a confirmation it was for Mary. You know, questioning, did I hear the angel right? Is this really happening to me? You know, this is unbelievable. All these feelings of doubt that could have crept inside of Mary would have just been washed away as Elizabeth proclaimed these blessings upon her, as the Holy Spirit came upon Elizabeth. And you can see the result of that because the next is the Magnificat that Mary speaks forth. And that's not my job to go over, so I'm not going to talk about it. But it is the result of the prophecy of Elizabeth, is this beautiful declaration by Mary as a response to the things that the Lord had shown her through her relative Elizabeth. Now, what about us? What about us? You know, as I studied the life of Elizabeth, I was really refreshed as I began to understand a little bit more the role of the Holy Spirit in a woman's life. Clearly, I'm not a woman, so I have no idea what that is like personally. But I was just really refreshed to see, because Scripture has a lot of men, talking about a lot of men, but when the gives glimpses into the relationship of a woman and the Lord, it's really encouraging to me and special. And for the many ladies that are here tonight, be encouraged that the Spirit fills you too, in a different way than Elizabeth, different Greek word, right? But He fills you. He's in you, living and active in you as women, as a follower of Christ, as you understand and obey the word of the Lord and the call of God on your lives. The Holy Spirit is leading and guiding and directing you as you raise your children, as you are an example to the children here. The Holy Spirit can fill you and speak blessing to those around you. The Holy Spirit is living and active in your life as you speak, as you obey, as you follow the call of God. And as I studied Elizabeth, that was so clear. She was a holy woman of God, led by Him, and the Spirit filled her because she was a clean vessel for the Master's use. And He spoke out blessing to His people through Elizabeth. It wasn't from a pulpit. It wasn't in the synagogue. It was in her home. And God used her to encourage the mother of the Savior. And He from her utterances came these blessings, and it caused Mary to then also bless the Lord. And that is you too, ladies, and us too, men, but I want to talk to the ladies and just encourage you. The words you speak as you are filled with the Holy Spirit bring blessing and draw blessed responses from other people. And so I challenge you, I encourage you to be filled with the Holy Spirit as women and to do it for His glory. You know, that reminds me also that we follow the Spirit's leading, that and it does lead to blessing for others. It's such a key part in our lives. And how are we expressing that to other people, the blessing that we have received from the Holy Spirit? How are we sharing that with others? And also, to remain humble, an excited humility, because it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by His grace that we have been saved. It's by His grace that we are able to partake of the kingdom of God. It's by grace that we have the privilege to be part of God's redemptive plan for humanity. Elizabeth knew it wasn't because she was perfect that she was chosen to be the woman to bear the forerunner of Christ. It was by grace of God. And she was humble, but yet she was excited of how God was using her. And that's an encouragement to us, to remind ourselves that we are not saved because we are good people. We are saved by the grace of God. And yet there should be an excitement in our hearts that God saved us because He's given us a privilege to be part of His plan, to share that redemptive love with the people around us, to share the plan that God has, this plan of the Messiah that was foreordained before the foundation of the world. It was enacted here during this time in this story with Elizabeth and with Zacharias and Mary and Joseph. And we're going to even see Simeon and Anna and the shepherds and all of these people involved. It was happening, and yet it still happens today as people come to know Christ as their Savior. It's an exciting thing. We should be excited about it in a humble way, though, because it's not because we deserve it. It's because we have this amazing grace that's from God that gives us the ability to be part of His plan. So Elizabeth, a great woman of God. Let's not forget about her this Christmas season. She's not Mary. She's the forerunner to Mary. She came before. And we can really be excited for what God did in her life and how God can also do these great things in our lives too. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for Elizabeth, the reminder that a woman that loved You, was used by You, was filled with Your Holy Spirit, blessed others, and drew a response from others that became a blessing to so many more. Lord, help us to do the same. Help us to be filled with Your Spirit, to follow Your leading, to speak the words of eternal life that bless others, and to be humble and excited as we do it, realizing that it's not by our own works that we're saved, but by the grace of God, and by Your great grace, we have the privilege to be part of Your kingdom, to be part of Your work, and to share and bless others with the news of Christ. Thank You so much for this time. May our prayers reflect the filling of the Spirit in our lives, that we might overflow with words of praise to You and petitions for Your people and for Your kingdom, that would move the heart of God, and that we might be in Your will and follow Your leading, even as we pray tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.